Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with news on the transfer front and reports claim that Newcastle are in talks with a number of their two players about renewing their current contracts. The Magpies have recently offered new deals to a couple of players to prevent them from leaving for nothing. Striker Dwight Gill and defender Fabian Schär have already been offered fresh terms. Now it seems that Federico Fernandez and Jacob Murphy will follow suit. Murphy's been on the peripheral of things for most of the season, made 9 appearances so far, among 18 appearances in total, it's 9 in the Premier League. He scored one goal, but seems to have done enough to earn fresh terms on Tyneside. Fernandez is the same. He struggled with injuries this year, but he's only enjoyed 16 top-flight outings at 32. It's thought that his days were numbered, but the Chronicle suggests that he will also be offered a new deal. It suggests that the duo will put pen to paper in the next few days. There's a possibility that Newcastle are covering themselves, of course, should they be dropping down to the Championship. Financial situation brought on by the time it means that clubs will need to be frugal. Owner Mike Ashley has made it clear that Steve Bruce will need to sell before he recruits, and if players are on a contract, it makes them a lot more attractable for the club to sell. Steve Bruce has revealed part of Newcastle's internal debrief after that disastrous defeat at Brighton. He said his coaching staff could not argue with the physical stats in terms of distance covered, but he insists that going forward they've learnt their lessons. He said, "Look, in football, you can play foot poorly, but sometimes it's the manner of it. I'll lighten you. It is physically. They were our best physical stats of the whole season 2 weeks ago at Brighton. It wasn't for the lack of effort or endeavour. We just didn't play well enough. When you've got a performance like that, the one thing you need is a response, and certainly the players and a man have responded in the right way." And finally, into other news, and Matt Ritchie, who has been involved in both of Newcastle's goals and returned to the team against Tottenham, insists when speaking to NUFC TV, it's the business end of the season now, and everyone needs to rally to try and make sure the team are away from trouble. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.